everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now the Law Hour is an educational service to the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally, 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and editorial review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on genetically modified organisms, or GE food, when we come back. You know, the income tax and Social Security programs are not compatible with our traditional American values, and that's because these two programs are the second and the eighth planks of the Communist Manifesto. These programs call for a heavy progressive income tax in place of tithing, and Social Security as a social welfare scheme that takes the place of strict liability and individual responsibility. The income tax requires of us that we serve two masters in violation of Matthew 6, verse 24. The income tax requires of us that we rob God in violation of Malachi 3, verse 8. This income tax requires of us that we commit idolatry in violation of Exodus 20, verse 3. And the income tax requires of us that we use unjust weights and balances in violation of Leviticus 19, verses 35 and 36. The income tax requires that we sign contracts with these foreign and alien gods, called government, in violation of Exodus 23, verses 32 and 33. And Social Security violates the strict liability statute in Exodus 21, verses 28 through 36. And Social Security violates the 10th commandment by appealing to our lust and greed. We're taught to call that income redistribution, but the scripture calls it covetousness. That's a violation of Exodus 20, verse 17. Now, you know, the God of Israel, the God of the Scripture, gave us a better way of life than income tax and Social Security, and our founding fathers followed that better way of life in Article 1, Section 10 of our Constitution, and gave us gold and silver coin. That's why I contend that you should learn and practice that better way of life. If you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call us here at the law school? The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. While you're at it, be sure to ask for our free general law CD package. That's a four-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free. Now, tax and status is also available on compact disc for adult home education. And if you're online, you can go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Again, georgegordon.org, or call us direct, 417-273-4967. Do it right now before you forget. All right, we've been talking about genetically engineered, or GM, genetically modified foods. Now, you've got to have a solution to the problem, otherwise there's no need talking about the problem. If we just got on the air and said, okay, this GM food's bad for you, well, adios, partner. We wouldn't actually be doing much of a benefit to you or anybody else. So there has to be a solution to the problem, and in order to find the solution, you've got to find the cause, and the cause of the problem is monopoly. Now, you can't blame the people at General Motors for wanting to sell you a Chevrolet automobile. After all, that's what they make, and that's their business. If General Motors had their way, there would only be one automobile company in the country, only one company allowed by law, and you would have a choice. Your choice would be the five General Motors cars. Ford would like to do the same thing. They would like, by law, to eliminate all competition. And there'd only be one car company, one automobile manufacturing company in America, and that would be the Ford Motor Company, and they would give you five choices, and they would all be five Ford cars. And then Chrysler would like to do the same thing, and you know, when you get right down to it, the essence of freedom, you ever stop to think about, well, what is this thing called freedom? You know, we talk a lot about it, and our politicians, you know, are constantly using the word freedom and liberty and America, the free, and the land of the free and the home of the brave. But you know, when you get down on the bottom line to freedom is choice. Choice. That's what freedom is. It's your ability, your right, your God-given right to choose. And we find that in the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is a system of choice. And the Ten Planks to the Communist Manifesto is a system of imposition of a smarter, wiser, more omnipotent, all-wise bureaucracy or God to tell you what to do, how to do it, and why, because they're smarter than you. Now, let's think about that for a second. I'm smarter than you mere listeners out there. After all, I'm a broadcaster. So therefore, I'm wiser than you, smarter than you, and you should listen to me because of my great wisdom and understanding. Well, isn't that the same kind of crap that we're getting from genetic modification and the insurance industry and the political establishment? We're wiser, we're smarter, we're omnipotent, we're like gods. Now, take a look at the insurance industry. That's a monopoly. And government came along, and they established that monopoly, especially in the auto industry, when they said, you have to buy insurance or you can't drive your car. Now, we used to have in this country a choice. The auto insurance company came on the scene, and they said, well, we'd like to sell you insurance in case you have an accident. Makes a lot of sense. It's limited liability. You pay a small premium, and you get a big benefit if you have an accident. Some people chose it and some people didn't. But that wasn't satisfactory to the auto insurance industry. So they went to the legislatures and they said, listen, insurance is such a good idea, and everybody knows that it is a superior idea, that everybody should participate in it. We need a law that requires everybody who operates an automobile to be insured. And they enacted that law in nearly every state in the union and destroyed freedom in the process. They destroyed your right to choose. I know you're going to sit there and say, yeah, but everybody should be smart enough to buy insurance, and those that aren't smart enough to buy insurance need to be coerced. They need to be forced. They need to be directed to buy it. Now, you know, you should follow the Ten Commandments, and God Almighty himself told you that you should do that. But, you know, not even the creator of the universe has imposed his will upon you. You people all have freedom of choice. You can choose to go to church, or you can stay home. You can choose the church you want to go to, or you don't choose any church at all. You can be an agnostic. You can be an atheist. You can be a communist. You can be a Baptist, if you so desire. God hasn't come down and forced upon you some particular religious ideology. He did come to us, though, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, and he said, I want you to choose. I want you to choose between me and Baal. And then he went a step further, and he said, I'm telling you, for your own good, choose life. Choose the Ten Commandments. But, hey, kids, we got that right to choose. We can reject it if we want to. In fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 8, we had this choice put before us as it relates to government. And God said, now listen, you guys are about to make the wrong choice, so let me come along and tell you from my superior point of view, here's what I think, and I think you ought to choose me as your king as opposed to somebody else. And our forefathers said, nevertheless, we'll have a king to rule over us. We don't want you. And then God said, okay, choices are choices. Freedom is freedom. You make your choice, and now you got to live with the consequences. Now, that's what I'm objecting to with this genetic modification program. I'm objecting to having the right to choose taken away from me. That's right. That's right. General Mills seeks to take away from me my right to choose to eat genetic modified food or not. Now, the people at Monsanto and the people at Nabisco and Duncan Hines, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Infamil, Kraft, Carnation, Nestle, Mead Johnson, Abbott Labs, Quaker, General Mills, Pillsbury, Pepperidge Farms. I mean, these people are all smarter than I am. I don't deny that. And they've decided that they should put genetically modified organisms into their products, put them on the grocery store shelves, and sell them to me. And I'm sure these people all have letters after their names, and they've all been to college, and they've all studied real hard and long and spent many, many hours, you know, cracking the books, and they all know more than I do. But it denies me a basic and fundamental right, and that is my right to choose. I want to make a mistake. I want to choose the wrong. I want to choose open pollinated seeds. I want to have the right to choose for myself what I'm going to eat. And these guys say, no, we're not going to let you do that. And they did that when they went to the Congress and they said, we do not want a law that requires labeling on our products of these genetic engineered organisms. And the Congress said, well, that's right. The American people do not know what's good for them. We do. We know better for them that genetically engineered foods are better for them. And so we're not going to put that on the label because they would get confused if they saw that label. And they might not choose this new scientific variety of soybean. They might not buy this bottle of mayonnaise or ketchup over here because it's got a label that says there are genetically modified ingredients in here because they're all ignorant and we're smarter than they are. We are omnipotent. And so they went ahead and they enacted the legislation, and so we can't know here in America what's in the bottle. But that doesn't mean that you and I, you know, are at a disadvantage here and that we have to eat this genetically modified food. There's a way that we can beat our opponents in the game. It's not as easy as it is in Europe where they do have labeling, but by the same token, that's the essence of the game, isn't it? Can we defeat our opponent even though our opponent has an unfair advantage? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think we can. Now, I mentioned that the very essence of freedom is the right to choose. And you have a right to choose what you listen to on the air. I would like, as a broadcaster, to create a monopoly. I would like to have my program put on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm the only guy that can broadcast. I'm the only guy you can listen to. Well, that's what they do in North Korea. They've got a guy there named Kim Il-sung, I think his name is, and he has a state radio, and he says, this is what you're going to listen to. And when I want to talk, everybody listens to me. And we sit over here and we say, my God, that's the essence of tyranny. Well, isn't that what we get from ABC, CBS, and ABC? You can listen to Charlie Gibson, or you can listen to Katie Couric, or you can listen to the NBC guy, I forget his name, Brian Williams. Now, I don't care which one of those three evening news broadcasts you listen to, it's exactly the same. In fact, as you're flipping through the channels, you'll see that what's on the news on CBS is on the news on NBC. It's just a little different time. And the reason I know that is because I'm watching CBS and I listen to this piece of news over here. And then the next thing I flip over to NBC and then I listen to the same story being broadcast on that network. And it's always the same every night. It doesn't make any difference what channel you listen to. And that's because all of the news is gathered from all of the sources through just three sources. It's Reuters, AP, and UP. And those news sources are controlled by the same people that own the stations. And this is why we have a media monopoly. Media monopoly. And this is why we have an auto monopoly. And this is why we have a food monopoly. And it's because they take away our right to choose. And if you want to drive a car, you have to have insurance. But we give you a choice. You know, you can choose the insurance company that you buy it from. I don't call that a choice. Now, there is a choice to auto insurance, and it's called a bond. There's a choice in school. Although your public officials don't tell you what the choice is, you got public school, and that's the choice they want you to make. And that's the only one they tell you about. But there's two other choices, homeschool and parochial school. There's actually three choices. God told you to educate your own children and do it at home. There's six statutes on education in the Bible, and that's what he tells you to do. Now, of course, we know that God isn't very smart, and we're smarter than he is, and so we have adopted public school, and we prefer to send our children to public school because we're smarter than God. But that's my point. That's my point. There's always somebody out there that thinks he's smarter than you are, and the people that control the news think that they're smarter than you, and here's what you ought to know, and here's what you need to know, and here's what we're going to tell you, and we don't want you to hear anything else. And so the insurance industry comes along and says, well, we know that insurance is the best program and that this is the program that you ought to have. It's the program you ought to follow. And so we're going to insist by law and punish you if you don't follow us. But boys and girls, that's the exact essence of tyranny. It's taking away from you your right to choose. God Almighty himself didn't do that. God gives us all the right to choose. You have a right to choose even if it's a mistake. That's what I like about our Constitution. That's what I like about the Ten Commandments. That's what I like about God is this right to choose. Even if you're making a mistake, it's the wrong choice. You shouldn't be doing this. Well, you know, if you've got the facts, and this is another side to the story, do you have all of the facts? Now make your choice. So that's what I'm in favor of here when it comes to genetic modification. I don't think that I'm so smart that I should take GM food out of the marketplace and deny all of you people out there the benefits of the new science of gene modification. I mean, if that's what you want to buy, I think that you should have the right and you should have the choice to buy it. My objection is that the monopolists, that is the General Mills and Pillsbury's and the ADMs and ConAgra's of the world, are saying in effect, yeah, we're going to produce this and we're going to put it in the food, but we're not going to tell you what it's in and what it isn't in, and we're not going to label it because we don't want you to know. We're going to decide for you that you are in fact going to eat this GM food because we've decided that it's good for you. And that takes away my right to choose. I want to make the wrong choice. I want to choose open pollinated seed. Kind of like the vegetarians, you know. These vegetarians are making the wrong choice. They should be eating meat. Clean meat, of course, but I'm just saying I think they should be eating meat. And I think that vegetarianism is a wrong choice, but, you know, I think vegetarians should have the right to choose. And I think that the product should have right on the label that this product contains meat so that that vegetarian can look at the can and say, okay, this can's got meat in it, and I'm a vegetarian, and I'm not going to eat that meat, and he can put the can back and leave it for me. That's what I think choice is all about. I want vegetarians to have the right to choose, and I think they should have a label that says this product's got meat in it. And I like the labeling system here in America. I'm not opposed to that at all. The labeling system says this can of pork and beans contains pork, and then I can look at that and I can reject that and say, well, I don't eat pork, and so I can put that can back and leave it for you pig-eating Christians. How's that? That's choice. That's freedom. That's liberty. That's the essence of what we're all about, isn't it? The right to choose. And that's why I would like to see labeling on the can that says this can contains some genetically modified organisms, and then I could put that can back along with the pork and beans and says leave that to somebody else and let them choose. Everybody's got a right to choose. But the food manufacturers have said, no, we don't think that you people can handle that much freedom. That's way too much for you. Now, for all you marijuana smokers out there, let me give you another little kicker over here. God himself in Genesis 1, this is clear back in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1 verses 28 and 29 says, I've given you every green herb on the planet. You know, marijuana, cocaine, and heroin are all green herbs. Did you know that? And I think that heroin's a bad thing, and I think marijuana's probably pretty poor. And I don't care too much for cocaine. But you know, those are natural herbs, and the creator of the universe thought that we could handle that. Honest to God, he said, I'm going to give you every green herb, and to you it shall be for meat. Our governments have come along and said, no, that's not true. See, this God out here, he's got his head up the wrong end. He doesn't know what's good for you, but we here in Washington do. We, the bureaucracy in Washington at the Food and Drug Administration and the Congress, we know better for you what is and is not food, what is and is not meat. And so we're going to eliminate, we're going to outlaw these foods, these herbs, these medicines called marijuana, that's the common name, and cocaine and heroin, and take away from us our right to choose. Now, I'd like to choose, and my choice is, I don't want to smoke, but I don't want to take away from you smokers out there your right to choose. I kind of resent you smokers smoking in my space. I think that's a little rude on your part. But I don't think that we should take cigarettes away from you people. I think you should have a right to choose. And then when you make that choice and you come down with lung cancer, I think you should die all by yourself. You made your choice. And I don't think that I should be paying for that for you. I don't think as a taxpayer I should be paying for your hospital bills or any of your medical bills any more than I think you should pay for mine. That's the essence of freedom of choice. Now, if we didn't have a way to beat the GM monopoly, I guess we'd be beating our gums for no good purpose. But fortunately, there's a way to beat them. So get your pen and paper out here, children, and let me tell you about a publication here. It's probably just one of many, but it's the one that we use here. It's called www.truefoodnow.org. And I said last program that I would tell you who all the bad guys are and who all the good guys are. And then you can go into the grocery store. This is what we do. We don't have any labels on the packages. So I go to this outfit called www.truefoodnow. That's T-R-U-E-F-O-O-D-N-O-W. That's all one word, .org. Truefoodnow.org. And there's a 33-page publication. And it tells me where the basic problem lies and who the problem companies are. So let me give you a list here of some bad brands of food that contain genetically modified organisms. And I'm not opposed to the Kraft people or Philip Morris or Nestle or Mead Johnson or Abbott Labs or Quaker General Mills and Duncan Hines. You know, they're fine people and they're all smarter than I am. I don't deny that. But these companies and their management have decided that George Gordon shouldn't have a right to choose and shouldn't have knowledge of what's in these products. And so they've decided that they're going to put this GM, their genetically engineered products or foods or ingredients into their products, and they're not going to tell me about it. So I come along in my own defense, and I say, well, let me identify these people. Let me identify these companies, and then let me make my choice, which is the essence of freedom. Now, here's some more of them. And if you've never heard the brand name Eggo, Post, Mars, ConAgra, Nabisco, Best Foods, Hellman's, Heinz, Del Monte, and Swiss Miss. You ever heard those names? Pretty common brand names. Those companies and those brand names contain genetically modified organisms. Okay, so I look over here and I look at Sunspire, Sunlight Foods, Endangered Species Chocolate Chips, Wanda's Nature Farm, Pamela's, Coombs Vermont Gourmet, Alvarado Street, French Meadow, and Health Valley, that's Hing, and I say to myself, those are the good guys. And now that I know which companies produce and then label on their products, this product contains no genetically modified organisms, or no genetically engineered ingredients, then that's the guy that I want to buy from. And then when I look over on the other list and it says here's Best Foods or Wonder, this is Wonder Sandwich Bread, Interstate Bakeries, I look at that and I say, when I see Interstate Bakeries, I don't buy their products. And here's the tragedy of it. Now, I don't know if these people in the upper echelons of the of these multinational corporations have their heads on straight. Not all of the products that are manufactured by Kraft have genetically modified organisms on. Not all of the products that are made by Nabisco are products that I wouldn't or couldn't eat. You know, as a Hebrew, I look in the scripture, and the scripture in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14 tell me don't eat pig. In Leviticus 3:17, God says don't eat fat, and he says don't eat blood. I'm not opposed to you people that eat pig, fat, and blood. But with those items, the label tells me that this product contains fat, blood, or pig. And so then I can exercise my right to choice, and I can choose what I want. So I look at a can of soup, and it says Campbell's Pork and Beans, and I can put the pork and beans back. But then there's another Campbell's can over here, and this Campbell's can says Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup, and I eat chicken, so I can buy their chicken noodle soup. But now here's this company called Campbell's, and they produce a lot of products that have genetically engineered ingredients in it. And when I look on my list over here and it says Campbell's, let me show you a little list here. Here's Campbell's, Cinnamon Swirl Light, Oatmeal Light Wheat, 100% Whole Wheat, Hearty Slices, 7-grain, 9-grain, Crunchy Oat, Whole Wheat, Light Side Oatmeal Wheat. There's a list of products that Campbell's makes that have genetically engineered organisms in them. Now, watch what this is. This is wheat. See, these are noodles and pastas and breads and oatmeal and things like that. And some of it has genetically engineered ingredients. And so I can't buy anything that's manufactured by Campbell's because it might contain GE ingredients. So for you good folks there at Campbell's, I think you ought to understand that there are several million of us out here that are just as sincere, and we're just as determined that we're not going to eat the crap that you're insisting that we eat as you are in insisting that we eat it. So I come along and I look at this brand called Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, very common brand. I've been eating Kraft all my life. I'm not opposed to Kraft. I'm not opposed to Hershey's. I've been eating Hershey bars and Hershey chocolate all my life until I found out that the Hershey's people, the Hershey Corporation, has genetically engineered ingredients in their chocolate. They don't have genetically engineered ingredients in their chocolate in France, but they've got genetically engineered ingredients in their chocolate in Missouri. And so I put Hershey's over here on my list, and I say, now I can't buy Hershey's chocolate. So there's another company over here that has chocolate, and they don't have GE ingredients. And so you Hershey's people lose my business because you insist that you're not going to let me make a choice, that you're going to take away from me my right to choose. So I come along and say, you know, I'm just as determined not to eat your product as you are to deceive me and to keep me from knowing what's in it. Because I'm the kind of guy that goes out and says, well, I'm going to find out what's in that Hershey's chocolate kiss. And I did. And now I won't buy it. And now I'm going to come on here and I'm going to tell all the rest of you good folks out there that if you want to eat Hershey's chocolate kisses with GM ingredients, I think you should have that right to choose. And if you don't care, then it's not a problem. But for all the rest of us out here that do care, you know, the 4, 5, or 10 of us that are concerned about that, then we've got a tool available to us by which we can make that choice. Let me tell you that one again. It's www.truefoodnow.org. Now, this is a 33-page report. I took it off the web. There's probably a dozen more of them out there. And there's a couple of other sources that I want to give you here quickly. And the other is Acres USA. It costs $27 a year for Acres. And you can just go to their website. It's acres.com. No, it's acresusa.com. A-C-R-E-S, acresusa.com. And $27 a year. And I'll put you right on the cutting edge of organic or eco-agriculture, ecological agriculture. It's the Bible of those of us, or for those of us, that produce organic foods. This is an organic farm here, by the way. And on our organic farm, we're kind of nuts. We haven't had any chemical fertilizers on this farm in more than 50 years. And I don't think that there was any on there before 1948, but there might have been. I don't know about prior to 1948, but from 1948 on, there haven't been any chemicals on this farm. And that's what we produce our food from on this farm, is from soil that hasn't had any of those chemicals on it. We don't use chemicals. We don't use sprays. And we don't shoot our cattle up, you know, with snake venom and monkey pus and shots and vaccines and things like that. We produce a clean, pure, organic product that for most Americans, probably 99.9% of Americans, would not want to eat anything off this farm. They want safe, wholesome, USDA-approved food. We don't have any of that here. I don't have anything that's USDA-approved. Nothing. My conclusion is, if it says USDA-approved on it, it probably is not fit for human consumption. And it might be unfit for a rat's consumption if it has USDA on it. That's my opinion. But now, I'm not here trying to pander to the majority. It's just a little small minority of us out here that are concerned, I guess, here in America. And if you're one of that small minority, then Acres USA is the organization you want. Now, there's a third outfit here that I want to tell you about. It's called Seeds of Deception. Kind of a little longer title here. It's all one word, seeds, plural, S-E-E-D-S, seeds of, O-F, deception, D-E-C-E-P-T-I-O-N, seedsofdeception.com. And the guy's name is Jeffrey Smith. Wrote this book called Seeds of Deception. Has a website up there. Hell of a book. I reported on that book, I think, already. If not that one, then a number of others on this subject of GMOs. And so I just wanted to share with you that when we come back after the break, let me show you how to go to the restaurant and avoid GM foods. Hang on. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. If you'd like more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law, 8 schools in all, from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school. And the law school is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, just go to the homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. Remember, the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log schedule and archives. It can be accessed through the website. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. And the Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School and ordering or asking for it. The number is 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. 4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Order and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give out don't mean that those authors and publications that we endorse and recommend are going to reciprocate and recommend the Law Hour. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour are political, or they're religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We endorse some of it, but not necessarily all of it. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of this network or local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our website. It's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, now in our war or our battle, in our desire to exclude GMOs from our diets, restaurants come into play. Do you have to give up everything that you like to eat? I discovered this. You know, I used to eat Nabisco chocolate Oreos, those Oreo cookies. Now, they're bad for you for a number of other reasons, like hydrogenated vegetable oil and now genetically engineered ingredients that go into them. But the Nabisco people turn out a lot of products over there, like I think Nabisco turns out Wheat Thins. God, I just love Wheat Thins. And then I found out, Nabisco is putting GM in their Wheat Thins. And so now I put Nabisco on my list, and I don't buy anything that comes from Nabisco. I don't buy anything that comes from Kraft. I don't buy anything that comes from Hershey's. And I think that that's a tragedy. It's a tragedy because I like to buy their products, but they won't tell me what's in it. I mean, it would be like some company says, well, we'd like to sell you these beans, but we're not going to tell you whether they got pork in them. Well, then I wouldn't buy the beans at all. Now, the other day I happened to be down in San Antonio, Texas, and I went into this little Mexican restaurant here, and I said to the guy, now, do your refried beans, do they have lard in them? And he was very proud. He said, oh, yes, yes. Got lard. He didn't speak very good English, you know, this guy. And he said, yeah, I got the finest lard that we make in Mexico or wherever it came from. And I said, well, thank you very much. And I said, now I'd like to have beans, you know, with my dinner. Do you have any just boiled beans that don't have any lard in them? And he thought I was crazy. He thought, well, what the hell's the matter with this guy? We've got this very flavorful refried beans with pure hog lard, and this guy just wants to eat plain beans? And, you know, I get to sound like a vegetarian here. You know, yeah, that's right. I don't want any lard in them. And so I bought what I wanted, and that's because he told me. It's because I asked. You know, if you want to know what's in the food that you're eating in the restaurant, you need to ask. And so, Seeds of Deception, and that's seedsofdeception.com. Put out a little paper here. It's just two pages. Avoiding genetically modified organisms in the restaurants. When you're eating at restaurants, it's handy to have a knowledgeable waiter, waitress, or chef guide you through the menu to help you avoid those GM foods on your don't eat list. It is not too hard to identify the non-GMO options. Now, remember, there's only four basic foods here that we're really concerned about. Can you remember these four? Soybean, corn, canola, and cottonseed. Just those four. And that's because here in the United States, except for the corn, which is at about 40%, all of the rest of them are about 75 to 85%. So if you take soybeans, 85% of the soybeans in America are GM. So only 15% of the soybeans are clean. You know, clean for us guys. And so as a result of that, when you go to the restaurant, you can just about bet that on the salad bar, the dressings, if they're made with any oils, are going to have canola oil, cottonseed oil, vegetable oil, they're going to have corn oil, you know, in those products, unless you ask and find out. So maybe we have to make a change here. Instead of the blue cheese dressing, maybe what we have to do is go with vinegar and oil. And if you'll ask them at the restaurant, do you have any olive oil? Now, I eat at Steak and Ale every once in a while. And there's a couple of restaurants like Red Lobster. I like to go to Red Lobster. And there's a couple, three other restaurants here in Springfield that I go to from time to time. And so what I've done is I've gone in there and I've identified, you know, you just ask the waiter, you know, and here's what I do. You tell him, hey, listen, I got epilepsy. And I have these allergies. And if I get the wrong foods, I'll have a grand mal seizure and kick over three tables and just make a hell of a scene. Now, you see, that's really not true. I don't have epilepsy, but he doesn't know that. And he says, oh, my God, this guy's handicapped. That's why they have that handicap zone right out the front door, you know, for people like me. Now, I don't park in the handicap zone, and I don't have epilepsy, but when I walk in and I tell the waiter, you know, I got epilepsy, and if I get an allergen in here, and I'm allergic to GM foods, and I know that your steak isn't going to have GM in it, and I know that your wild-caught salmon isn't going to have it, but maybe the oil. And so when I tell him, or I ask, you know, I ask, what kind of oil is in the salad bar, he typically looks at you like you're Mork from work. He says, I don't know. Could you find out? Because if it's corn oil or if it's canola oil. And then you can kind of short circuit it. You know, you tell him what the four oils are, the soybean oil you can't have. He said, but do you have olive oil? Oh, yeah, we've got olive oil in the back. Okay, listen, I can have olive oil. Olive oil is good for me. And so they come out with the olive oil, and they give you the olive oil, and they bring you the vinegar right there to your table. Now you can mix your own olive oil and vinegar and put it on your salad. See how that works? And you can avoid the GM. Now, there are some restaurants that are getting kind of sensitive to this. There's been quite a story here on trans fats. And some restaurants, and I think it's Wendy's, I think have abandoned trans fats. Don't quote me on that now because I don't eat at those places anyway for other reasons. But the moral of the story is McDonald's won't tell us. Well, now, what does that tell you? You know, if McDonald's says, we're not going to tell you if we're using trans fats or not, we're not going to give an interview, then that tells you you want to stay away from there because they're using trans fats and they don't want to talk about it. But there are some out here that are actually trying to put healthier food on the counter, and they're looking at their bottom line, I'm pretty sure. But you know, when I walk in and I say, now, I can't eat certain foods because I've got these allergies, you know, then they bend over and they say, well, what is it and why is it? And then sometimes the chef comes out and he says, I didn't know that. So, you know, they got a suggestion box if there's a particular restaurant that you like. And there was one that I really liked. And I don't drink coffee very often, but once in a while I drink coffee. And when I do, I like to have honey in my coffee. I don't put in white sugar and sweet and low. I want honey. And most restaurants don't have honey. Believe it or not, most restaurants, you ask them, have you got any honey? No, we don't have any. They use sweet and low and CNH, pure cane sugar. And so I said, I like honey in my coffee, and it doesn't cost very much from your supplier, even though it's sous vide special and it's 49% corn syrup or whatever, you know, have you got any honey? And you'll be amazed at how accommodating restaurants will be if you put it on the list and you tell them I'd like to have that. And I went in there another time or two, and I said, do you have any honey? Oh, yes, we have honey. So they got olive oil in steak and ale for me, and they've got honey in steak and ale. And they can go the step further and say, well, what kind of honey are you buying? What kind are you buying here? And so I like the Knott's honey rather than the sous vide because I think the Knott's honey is closer to pure honey. So, you know, for my coffee, and I only drink a little once in a while. So, And I think you're going to be amazed at how accommodating these restaurants will become to your suggestion. So the first question is, well, what oil do you cook with? And if they use soy, cottonseed, canola, or corn oils, then ask if they have anything that's cooked without oil or if olive oil or some other oil can be used. If they say they cook in vegetable oil or margarine, then you can be assured that it will always be soy, cottonseed, canola, or corn oil. If they have olive oil, now be sure that it's not a blend. So when the guy says, oh, yeah, we've got olive oil. Okay, now here's the magic question. Is it a blend or is it virgin olive oil? Because if it's a blend, it'll have olive and canola oil. Okay, so blended olive oil will contain canola. Canola, remember, is one of the bad oils that we don't want. Now, to avoid dairy products from cows treated with genetically modified RBGH in U.S. restaurants, you'll likely have to avoid menu items with dairy. So any menu item that has dairy in it, we don't eat. And that's because of that RGBH. But then, even if they didn't have the RBGH in it, the milk here in America isn't fit. It's not fit for human consumption. And I doubt if it's fit for rats either. And here's the bright spot about the dairy industry. You know they've lost 1% per year since 1970 of their market? Yeah, Americans are becoming lactose intolerant, and they have more and more problems with milk, and so they're not drinking it, which is good for them. Because once that milk has been heated, it kills the digestive enzyme that you have to digest it. So it's virtually useless and worthless anyway. And then it becomes worse than that. It actually clogs your arteries. Without the enzyme, the milk, the fat in the milk clogs your arteries, and so it probably isn't good. So what I do is I look at the menu and I say, geez, is this thing made with any dairy products? You know, like cheese and things like that. So if you're going into Pizza Hut and they're putting cheese, you know, on your pizza, hey, what's that tell you about pizza? Huh? And then there's another problem, the Ritten that they use, you know, to make hard cheeses, that's made from GE. So that doesn't mean you have to give up hard cheeses. What that means is that you have to go to a place, a store, that sells hard cheese that is not made from GE Ritten, and you have to ask to find out. And the source of information that you need here is this neat publication here, 33-page, called True Food Now. It's all one word, just TrueFoodNow, TrueFoodNow.org. And they go through the products, and there's not all that many. I don't say, you know, there's not all that many. There's probably, let me just give you an illustration here. It's page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and there's about 25, 50 cents, about 100 brands or companies that you need to avoid. It's about 100. And it's pretty simple. If you're looking on a package and there's a name on there, like maybe you didn't know the name Aunt Jemima is a bad brand. Maybe you didn't know that. But as soon as you see the word Quaker on there, you avoid all Quaker foods. So you avoid Quaker, avoid General Mills, avoid Jiffy, Pillsbury, Hershey's, Campbell's, Wonder, Kellogg's, Post, Eggo, See, those are the manufacturing companies. So you just avoid all of their products. You don't buy anything. And then if you really want to rub a little salt in the wound, you know, it's probably worth a 40-cent postage stamp to rub a little salt in the wound and say, gee, I just got this publication called TrueFoodNow.com, and I see that your company is listed and that your company uses genetically modified or genetically engineered, depends on how you want to word that, ingredients in some of your products. And that's too bad, because as a Hebrew, I eat a strict kosher diet, and I can't eat these GM foods, and so therefore, I know that most of your products don't contain genetic engineered food or ingredients, but now I can't buy anything from Nabisco because of that. Would you please look into that and see if you can't change that? And you could really help yourselves. And here's where labeling, in my view, would actually be a benefit, you know, to Nabisco. Watch this. Let's suppose that Nabisco has GM in their wheat thins, and so I won't buy their wheat thins, but maybe I would buy some other cracker that on the label says GMO free. See what I'm saying? And then they could take a look at the sales of their GMO free versus their GM products, and then make a more intelligent decision, you know, as to what they wanted to do. So I think that the labeling thing is actually short-sighted, as is demonstrated over in Europe. Now you find over in Europe, since they introduced labeling in Europe, the people wouldn't buy the GM, and so the big manufacturers said, well, if they won't buy it, there's no need making it. That's what happened to potatoes. We here in America wouldn't eat the GM potatoes. And because we wouldn't buy them, we wouldn't use them, the sales went down. And so then the farmer said, well, that's no good. And so they quit altogether, clear back in 2000. They were on the market for about 4 or 5 years, and we got rid of them. Now, again, as I said, I'm all for free choice, and I'm not opposed to you people out there eating genetically modified potatoes. I just don't want you people forcing them on me. That's my objection. So I'm not opposed to Kraft or Carnation or Quaker or General Mills. My God, I eat oats, you know, and I like Quaker oats. My problem is that the Quaker Oats won't tell me if they got GM in their Quaker Oats, and I know they got GM in a lot of their other products, and so I have to suspect, don't I, because they won't tell me. And so I got to paint them with a pretty broad brush, and so now I got Quaker on my list. I don't buy any product that has Quaker on the label. And when I see that Quaker guy, you know, that man, I avoid it like AIDS, herpes, and VD. Now, I don't know about the rest of you people out there, but that's just my opinion, and that's the way I see it, and that's the way I do it. And I find that in certain restaurants, now not every restaurant, you know, is going to do this for you. I mean, some of these guys, they probably sit there and say, well, we don't care. And we're not going to put olive oil in here. And we're not going to carry honey in our restaurant. And so then I don't go back to those restaurants. So simple that is. I mean, there's no fuss and there's no muss. Now, there's some talk out there of GMing the wheat supply. And I think that they're going to hold off on that because the countries that we export the wheat to, you know, countries like Japan and Saudi Arabia and other countries, they said, we won't buy it. So if you GM that wheat, we're not going to buy it. And all of a sudden, you know, we Americans, we export a lot of wheat. And so they got their heads on straight in short order and said, I guess we better not do that. Now, they didn't do that for soybeans, and they didn't do that for corn. So we have to buy our corn and soybeans someplace else. So I get mine in the health food stores, because in the health food stores, they actually are very proud of the fact that they don't have GM soybeans. And so I buy my mayonnaise in the health food stores. Isn't that just special? Then you can get mayonnaise that is made from soybeans that does not have any GM ingredients in it. Now, you have to pay a little more for it. There's no doubt about that. You got to pay a little more. Now, people that are concerned about health and they're into health foods and, you know, things like that, they don't mind paying that little extra because we don't buy health insurance. And you're going to find that in the big cities, you've got some big health food supermarkets. Like in Reno, Nevada, they've got a store there called Wild Oats. And that Wild Oats is a chain of supermarkets, and they've got, you know, health foods in those. Most of your big cities now will have these big supermarket-type chain stores that specialize in health foods. So for the products that you can't get in the regular supermarket that you like, if you'll go over to the health food store, yeah, they're more expensive. I don't deny it. They're more expensive. But when you go in there, you can get the products, mayonnaise and chocolate and all the things that you want and all the things that you're used to. And you don't have to buy them from these big corporations. Now, there's one more little caveat I need to give you here, and that is there's a company called General Mills. And General Mills, the Betty Crocker people over here, you know, they're a big multinational corporation. Well, they bought out an outfit called Nature Valley. And Nature Valley was a health food company. And then these big multinational corporations, you know, General Mills and Pillsbury and ConAgra, they went to the Congress and they said, look, we need legislation so that we can use the machinery and equipment that we've got in our factories so that if a product contains 95% organic and 5% inorganic, we can label it organic. See how they're watering that down? And the reason they want to do that is because they want to get into the organic food business also. So they've gone over to China, and now in China, they've got 8 million acres in organic production, but they don't follow the organic rules that we have here in the United States. So here in the United States, organic still means organic, unless you find that this organic label, that's like Nature Valley or Cascadia Farms, which has been bought up by the big multinationals, if it says General Mills, you want to stay away from it. Even if it says organic, and that's because they're watering it down like they did with the honey. See, they went into the legislature and said, we want to call our honey pure, but we want to put 50 or about 49% corn syrup in it. Now, boys and girls, when a product has 49% corn syrup, that's not pure honey. And when a product has 5% inorganic ingredients or 5% GM ingredients, that's not organic. And so I'm a little dubious about organic in a Walmart store, because, you know, they get most of their food, most of their products from China. And the Chinese do not produce organic. It may say organic on it. But see, when they import it, they don't have to follow the same rules we do here in the United States. And that's a problem you get when you buy tomatoes from Mexico, because they can use DDT on those tomatoes in Mexico. And that's an insecticide that's prohibited in the United States. So when you're buying tomatoes that come from outside the country, you're buying DDT. And that's the name of the game. And that's what I'm opposed to. And that's why I want labeling. And that's why I want freedom of choice. The Ten Commandments give us freedom of choice. God Almighty gives us freedom of choice. The Ten Planks to the Communist Manifesto, the Food and Drug Administration, and the USDA give us monopoly. They give us communism. They don't give us freedom of choice. It's the antithesis of the American way. It is the absolute opposite to freedom. That's the bottom line. All right, we're about out of time. I'm going to have to give you a final reminder that you're listening, or have been listening, to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Law School. That's the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. And if you'd like more information about the Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Remember, The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. And the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, go to our homeschooling page on the website, georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service for the public interest. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.